Today we're going to read Psalm 97, so Bible page number 603. The Lord reigns, let the earth be glad, let the distant shores rejoice. Cloud and thick darkness surround him, righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord of all the earth. The heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols worship him, all you gods. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad. Because of your judgments, Lord. For you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. Let those who love the Lord hate evil, for he guards the lives of his faithful ones and delivers them from the hand of the wicked. Light shines on the righteous and joy on the upright in heart. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. The Lord reigns, so what? I wonder what would be your reactions when you hear the voice. Natural disaster, such as floods, earthquakes, terrorist attacks, famine, starvation, economic crisis, deadly diseases. At the moment, here in the UK, we all see in the telly the cost of living, the energy prices going up, or anything frustrating in your lives, maybe marriage problems, difficulty in bringing up children, losing your loved ones, or losing your jobs. What is your reaction, or what was your reaction before? You might have reacted saying, where is God? Why is it happening in my life or in this world? Why is God allowing these things to happen? There may be lots of answers in different ways when you hear these things, or when you heard these things. You may be sad. You may be disappointed. Or you may be glad. I don't know. But Psalm 97 gives us a straight answer to this question. The Lord reigns. The Lord reigns. You see here the psalm begins, the Lord reigns. We don't know the author of this psalm. But what he has in his mind, saying to the world, the Lord reigns. The reigning of the Lord means that the whole earth is supposed to rejoice. The Lord's reign is not limited to Israel. To the whole world. It extends to the far corners of the earth. God created this universe and he reigns. He created all the people in the world and he did not abandon them. The Lord reigns. You see, it continues to say in verse 1, the Lord reigns, let the earth be glad, let the distant shores rejoice. So all parts of the corner of this world to rejoice, because the Lord reigns, brings joy to the whole earth. Even the four corners of this earth, like the coastlands, are to be glad and rejoice over the reign of the Lord. The reign of the Lord is everything, and therefore we are to rejoice. The Lord reigns, that's why we worship. God is sovereign and he rules over the earth. The knowledge of that Lord reigns should cause us to joy, all people in the world. Joy is supposed to characterize the lives of God's people on earth. You remember that Apostle Paul, when he wrote in Philippians and the Thessalonians, Christians, one verse or the phrase he's using, rejoice always. Who is that Paul? He was beaten, put in prison, he starved a lot. But he's saying, rejoice always. And again I say, rejoice always. Philippians 4:1. Paul even said this when he was stressed, because he knew that God, the Lord, reigns. You may be asking in your minds, how can we rejoice always when the hand of the wicked seems to be everywhere? How can there be joy? How shall we rejoice always? Verse 1 is the answer. The Lord reigns, our strength and comfort amidst these storms of life are given to us in the knowledge that the Lord reigns. Therefore, we can have joy, for we know that rules, that God rules, God is in charge of every situation that we face in this world today. The Lord reign ever and ever. If you go back with me to Revelation chapter 11, verse 15, we are reminded that the seventh angel sounded his trumpet, and there were loud voices in heaven which said, the kingdom of the world has come, the kingdom of our Lord and of his Messiah, and he will reign forever and ever. So who reigns? The Lord, the Messiah. He will reign forever and ever. So whatever the situation comes to our mind, we can boldly say that the Lord reigns. So the psalm is focusing on the Lord reigns. Now his focus shifting to see or ponder at God's glory and his majesty. Look at with me verses 2-6. Clouds and thick darkness surround him. Righteousness and justice are the foundation of his throne. Fire goes before him and consumes his foes on every side. His lightning lights up the world. The earth sees and trembles. The mountains melt like wax before the Lord. Before the Lord of all the earth, the heavens proclaim his righteousness, and all peoples see his glory. The psalmist pondering at the God's presence, the powerful presence there, and also frightening experience. Well, he is finding that experience and the powerful presence going back to the Old Testament, more or less like from Exodus chapter 19, verses 16-19. Let me read it. On the morning of the third day, there was thunder and lightning with a thick cloud over the mountain and a very loud trumpet blast. Everyone in the camp trembled. Then Moses led the people out of the camp to meet with God, and they stood at the foot of the mountain. Mount Sinai was covered with smoke because the Lord descended on it in fire. The smoke billowed up from it like smoke from a furnace, and the whole mountain trembled violently. As the sound of the trumpet grew louder and louder, Moses spoke and the voice of God answered him. You see the God's presence at Mount Sinai. You see God's powerful action there, what he describes here, the mount melt like wax. It's like a candle before the fire. The power of our God. So none of his enemies will escape when he comes in judgment. He will judge the world in righteousness and defeat all his enemies. Can you see in verse 2 that the foundation of his thrones are righteousness and justice? Our Lord reigns with righteousness and justice. But the ruler of this world, they reign with other things. They are mighty. They are powerful weapons. They are intellectual properties. But our God reigns through righteousness and justice. The Lord who we worship, he is righteous and he is just. And you see that the clouds and thickness surround him. So that shows his presence. So God is with us and he reigns. You see the word that his lightning lights up the world, the earth sees and trembles. So can you see some similar phrases here in this Deuteronomy chapter? The Lord reigns. And the verse 6 says, all people see his glory. So we are seeing his glory right now. The Lord reigns. The good news is that our God reigns. How do we know that God reigns? If you ask Isaiah, he will point to you how God reigns. Chapter 52, verse 13 says, my servant will act wisely. He will be raised and lifted up and highly exalted. He is talking about the suffering servant, the Lord Jesus. The cross is how we know that God reigns and will judge with righteousness and justice. We see Jesus crowned with glory and honor because of the suffering of death on the cross. The resurrection of Jesus is how we know God reigns. So having understanding the knowledge of our Lord reigns, you may be asking again in your heart, so what? God reigns. Some people accept that. Some people, they don't accept it. So for those who are accepting that the Lord reigns, so what, Meeman? So what is sort of important of it? I'm going to bring three implications. The Lord reigns, so what? Stop worshipping idols. Rejoice in the Lord. Obey his command. We're going to look at them in turn. So first, stop worshipping idols. Look at with me verse 7. All who worship images are put to shame. Those who boast in idols, worship him, all you gods. The psalmist tells us what we need to worship: the Lord, not idols. The people worshipping images will be put to shame because they have put their trust in and worshipping man-made objects. They boast in idols, but those who worship in the Lord, they don't boast in idols. We boast in the Lord Jesus. You see that verse, it says, all gods in small g. So because they have many gods, thousands of gods. Our idols and our gods are nothing before the true God. All must worship the Lord. There are no other gods. If anyone who is not in submission to the sovereign Lord is serving idols of some kind. They may not set up actual statues or images to pray, but they serve the idols of themselves or other things. Maybe money, maybe worldly pleasures, fame or power. We are reminded again in Luke, as Jesus pointed out, you either serve God or money, not both. If we boast in anything other than the Lord as our help and deliverer, we are boasting in the worthless idols. Those who are trusting in idols are to be judged. The second implication is rejoice in the Lord. Rejoice in the Lord. Look with me that verse 8. Zion hears and rejoices, and the villages of Judah are glad because of your judgment, Lord. Zion here refers to God's people. Rejoice and be glad because the Lord's judgment is coming. The judgment of the Lord are not to be feared. God's people hear and are glad. You see, in that Psalm 97, the last verse of Psalm 96, verse 13, it's talking about in the second coming of Jesus Christ, let all creation rejoice before the Lord, for he comes to judge the earth. He will judge the world in righteousness and the people in his faithfulness. God reigns is the basis for our continued righteous living. We don't look at the idolaters and evildoers desiring to live like them, but we know that God reigns. Judgment is coming, and we rejoice in the knowledge that God will judge. If you look at with me again that verse 9, what it says, for you, Lord, are the most high over all the earth. You are exalted far above all gods. So, psalmist saying that you are exalted above all gods. So who is exalted above all gods? Obviously the answer is Jesus. We worship the risen Lord Jesus, the Lord most high over all the earth. Ephesians chapter 1 verse 21 reminds us, far above all rule and authority, power and dominion, and every name that is invoked, not only in the present age, but also in the one to come. He is exalted. Therefore, his people should rejoice. We have nothing to rejoice in this world, in worship, other than our Lord Jesus Christ, because God exalted him. Again, in the New Testament, in Philippians, we are reminded in chapter 2, verses 9 to 11. Let me read it for you. Therefore, God exalted him to the highest place and gave him the name that is above every name, that at the name of Jesus, every knee should bow, and in heaven and on earth and under the earth, and every tongue acknowledge that Jesus Christ is Lord, the glory of God the Father. Every tongue will acknowledge. What's the acknowledgement? Jesus Christ is Lord. Do you worship the Lord Jesus? If no, put your trust in Him. Accept Him as your Savior and start rejoice worshiping Him. If yes, are you in the Lord? Are you rejoicing in the Lord through worship? The third implication is obey His command. Look at verse 10 with me, please. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. Let those who love the Lord hate evil. I think this is a command here. Hate evil. Those who love the Lord hate evil. It's quite hard, but the psalmist is saying that if you truly love the Lord, hate evil. It is obvious in that we cannot love the Lord who is holy and at the same time love the sin. God reigns, therefore we have nothing to fear. Hold fast to the Lord and hate evil. If we know Christ as Savior, we must be growing to hate evil. Starting with our own sin, we must hate it and fight against it. If we don't love the Lord. By obeying His command, I think psalmist wants to bring three blessings promised from God. Three blessings promised from God. The three blessings are protection, light, and joy. If you look at the second part of verse 10, for He guards the lives of His faithful ones. He guards, He protects the lives of His faithful one. We know enemies are around us. They try to destroy us. What enemies can do? They can only kill our bodies, not our souls. Think about our brothers and sisters around the world, those who are persecuted because of their faith in the Lord Jesus. What enemies can do? They can do only harmful things. Maybe even kill them. But they cannot do anything to their souls. Think about the people in the prison. They are waiting to be sentenced. They are waiting to be questioned. They are put in the heated containers. Why they are there? Because they knew that they can kill only our bodies, not our souls, because the Lord protects them. The second blessing we see, light. In verse 11 it says, light shines on the righteous. The light shines on the righteous. He will give light on every journey in our paths. Every situation we face. The light comes from this word, which is a lamp to our feet and a light to our paths, as we read in Psalm 119, verse 105. He will give light. He knows our every situation and every steps we take. With His light, we can walk confidently. The third blessing He says here, joy. The second part of verse 11, joy on the upright in heart. Joy on the upright. So who is upright? The upright refers to the faithful ones and the righteous. We will experience his joy if our hearts are upright. So three implications and three blessings if we obey his command. Are you rejoicing in the Lord? When things are against you, when you hear the voice, when you are suffering, when evil doers afflict you, are you rejoicing? When you go through difficult situations, facing hardships, disappointments, remind yourself, the Lord reigns. Finally, the psalmist ending verse 12. Rejoice in the Lord, you who are righteous, and praise his holy name. Rejoice in the Lord. The Lord reigns, therefore you rejoice in the Lord. You who are righteous. Those who have put their trust in the Lord, the Bible says you are righteous. Praise his holy name. Every situation you can praise his holy name because he reigns. Whatever is happening right now in your lives or whatever has happened, rejoice because the Lord reigns. Let us pray. Dear Heavenly Father, we are reminded that you reign. Let the earth be glad. Every people, the people in this building, Father, be glad. The people hear your word, they will be glad because you reign. Father, help us to worship you and rejoice in your presence. Help us not to worship idols. And help us to obey your command. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.